guys or girls or gender-fluid people or even those who don't identify as male or female. And if I don't include this, someone is going to be offended. It's me, Gavin's robot, and today we will be talking about the Mayan Golden Age. A golden age is a period in time when things are flourishing, the economy is great, and there is a surplus of food. The Mayan Golden Age took place from 250 AD to 2000 BC in North America and Mesoamerica. Peace is freedom from or the cessation of war or violence. To be a golden age, you must have peace. The Mayan Golden Age had peace. Some evidence of peace would be in the article, Maya Government by Maria C. Gomez. In the document she wrote, the classic period is considered to have had about 72 political units. These units kept the peace between the many Mayan cities. She also wrote, the classic period can be recognized by the abundance of Maya polities and the thriving trade between the Maya polities and other non-Maya polities. This shows that the Mayan civilization had peace with the other cities in and out of North America and Mesoamerica. Also in the article, Maya Empire by Tim Murray, he wrote, Maya society was becoming increasingly stratified under hereditary rulers. These rulers negotiated, ruled together, and implemented laws to the peace. He also wrote, also as a fun little fact, in most Mayan cities women could rule and sometimes did. Prosperity, the state of being prosperous. Ah yes, the state of being prosperous. It all makes sense now. I mean, who knew that prosperity meant the state of being prosperous? It's shocking how into detail this definition goes. To be a golden age, you must be prosperous, and the Mayans did this well. Mark Cartwright covers this topic in his article, Maya Food and Agriculture, where he wrote, slaves, salt, honey, and precious goods such as metals, feathers, and shell were often traded for plant products. When some Mayan cities couldn't farm, they traded goods for plant products from other cities with a surplus of food because that one city was prospering. He also wrote, management of land and natural resources brought a more dependable harvest and varied diet, enabling economic growth. This allowed for the flourishing of Maya culture. This shows how farming can affect the economy and help the Mayan cities flourish, the prosperous state of being. John P. McKay touched on this subject in his book A History of World Societies in a chapter called Classical Era Mesoamerica and North America. On pages 268-270, in the chapter he wrote, the entire Maya region could have had as many as 14 million inhabitants. The Mayans could reach these numbers population-wise because they were in a prosperous state. He also wrote, jade, obsidian, beads of red spiny oyster shell, lengths of clothes, cacao beans, all in high demand in the Mesoamerican world, served as media of exchange. These goods were used to trade when some Mayan cities couldn't farm, so they traded for plant products from other cities with a surplus of food because that one city was prospering. Probably the most important part of any golden age is progress. The Mayan civilization showed many, many signs of progress. They showed progress in farming mostly. Mark Cartwright touched upon this topic of progression in his article, Maya Food and Agriculture, in which he wrote, foodstuffs were stored in wooden cradles above ground in subterranean sites. This shows progression because yes, the Mayans were good farmers, but where are they going to store all their food? So they made storage sites. He also wrote, cisterns were excavated, typically bottle-shaped and built using wide plaster aprons around their entrances to maximize the collection of rainwater. This was progressive because the Mayans had to problem solve, innovate to irrigate their fields. John P. McKay also covered this topic in his book, A History of World Societies, in a chapter called Classical Era Mesoamerica and North America, on pages 268-270, on pages when he wrote, Maya culture rested on agriculture. This is progressive because they'd progress their agricultural technology since they relied on their agriculture. He also wrote, maize was often raised in multiple crop milpas. The Mayans did this to reduce soil erosion and take up less space. This was progressive because the Mayans required an excellent agriculture to maintain their culture, so they built more effective plot for farming. In conclusion, the Mayans had a golden age. The end.